in a recent video, Polly St. George talks us through her recent investigation of the company Entrust, a company who just recently signed a contract with the United Kingdom to provide digital passports for COVID-19 vaccine tracking. What she discovered was that the family who owns Entrust not only has Nazi roots, but they are in fact a very prominent Nazi family. The family in question is the Quandt family. In 1929, Günther Quandt took over one of the largest arms manufacturers in Germany. He then divorced his second wife, Magda, who then married Joseph Goebbels just 2 years later in 1931. The Goebbels family then became heavily involved in the Quandt family business.
Maybe this was one of those instances of marriage to cement a business relationship, sort of like royalty does, but this is the new royalty. This is the industrialist royalty. This is the globalist regime being born. That's just a guess. Here's some photos from the wedding.
Their marriage took place on a grand property owned by Günther Quandt, where Adolf Hitler served as the best man. In 1933, Günther officially joined the Nazi Party and was granted special privileges to use slave labor. Günther and his sons, Herbert and Harold, staffed their factories with over 50,000 prisoners of war and concentration camp workers. One of their factories even had its own concentration camp, an execution area. The end of World War II had little effect on the Quandt family. A former prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials claims that there was plenty of evidence to prosecute the Quandts and regrets how they were allowed to evade punishment. Not only did the Quandts evade punishment at Nuremberg, Herbert went on as a director of Deutsche Bank, became an honorary citizen, and a czar of the whole German economy. He married Johanna Brun in 1960. They had two children, Stefan Quandt and Suzanne Klatten, Germany's richest woman, who recently told reporters how difficult it is being a billionaire. Entrust was bought by the Quandt family in 1987, has went on to gain contracts in banking and government, including just about every level of the U.S. federal government, and has just signed a contract to provide digital passports for the UK. The Quandt family weren't the only Nazi industrialists to go on after the war and thrive. IG Farben Bear is the father of Big Pharma. And this ideology wasn't born with the Nazis. It comes from the Sabbatean Frankist, Rockefeller Rothschild banking empire. The ones who mysteriously create money and loan it to us with interest, as if they own it all. We know who they are. Many of them are coming out of the shadows and offering us tyranny, and many of us are accepting the offer. And all we have to do to save our lives is say no to this criminal gang of psychotic vampires. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at infowarsstore.com. It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.